There are a lot of ways adults try to help students learn, by teaching, through art, music, and enrichment programs, and by joining forces with other adults to try and make education better. When you think of your local school's PTA, what do you think of? Moms, right? Well, send them out of the room. Now picture an all-male branch of the PTA. In this piece from our archives, Celeste Fakiri reports on a group of dedicated men who are trying something different to help their kids succeed in school.
Okay, well, then I'm going to talk about that. I'm just going to mention that at the PTA. The Knights are taking that on.
Well, what about jumping back to the...
It's 6:30 in the evening, and I'm at Claremont Middle School in Oakland. The group of enthusiastic men just finished discussing typical PTA issues, like what their next fundraising event will be or where to hold their next meeting. But what sets them apart is the fact that they're all men. They call themselves the Knights of the Round Table.
The mascot is the Knights. I said, well, let's call it the Knights of the Round Table. You know, a group of knights, fathers, father-like, come together to bring together ideas and try to be involved with the schools, and with the, you know, again, with the faculty, with the students, and again, our number one priority are the kids.
Ken Trammell is founder of the Knights and the father of a seventh grader. When his daughter started Claremont Middle School, he noticed very few men involved at the school. He had heard that there used to be a dad's club, but it never really got off the ground, so he decided to see what he could do.
You know, middle school, I think, is one of those pathways where either you're going to go left or right, and it's kind of at a time where kids really need that support as much as possible, and the parents, because everyone's going through a transition.
Fellow Knight, Carol Moore, says the men work to make campus repairs and help the kids feel pride in their school. But they're also trying to show students that men care about them and their school.
I think traditionally our communities don't see enough of that, and I think that we're a close group that is really wanting to be visible and participating and supportive, not to just our own kids, but to this entire community. And I think we really all share that mission and that joy, and that we're here to do it together.
Tonight, they're doing just that, as they organize upcoming meetings and fundraisers and ways to get the kids involved. These men not only want to raise money for the school, Moore says, they also want to contribute to the kids' lives on a personal level and make a statement in the community.
Trying to do some work around the campus to kind of beautify things a little bit, work on some painting here and there, some new planting and stuff in front, kind of clean up the front of the entrance, which has kind of gotten beat up and so forth. But just some things to make the campus...
Right.
Look better and for our kids to take pride in it.
The Knights of the Round Table have only been around for a year, but they've already developed into a fundraising machine. They recently had a pancake breakfast that raised $4,000 and an open-air movie night where they watched Indiana Jones, raising $400.
We're small but mighty.
Spoken like a true knight. The Knights have high hopes of becoming a powerful force at the school. These men feel like they have a moral obligation to the kids, especially to students who don't have good role models at home. By contributing to the kids' lives, they hope to have a lasting impact for years to come. In Oakland, I'm Celeste Fakiri.